From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. G20 leaders ramped up their summit in Pittsburgh yesterday. In their final communique, they outlined financial reforms and deepened the involvement of emerging nations in global economic policy making. NPR's John Itzde has more.
The leaders began their communique by reflecting on the world's close brush with another Great Depression and congratulated themselves for taking the steps to avoid it. President Obama reaffirmed that idea in his post-summit news conference.
Because of the bold and coordinated action that we took, millions of jobs have been saved or created. The decline in output has been stopped. Financial markets have come back to life.
Mr. Obama said the world cannot go back to the old boom and bust economy. To that end, the leaders endorsed curbs on bonuses for bankers and called on banks to raise their capital, their cushion against losses. They also said the G20 would now be the premier forum for global economic issues, providing nations like China, India, and Brazil with greater influence on global matters. John Itzde, NPR News, Pittsburgh.
Another major topic at the summit was the disclosure of a second Iranian uranium enrichment plant. President Obama, along with the leaders of Britain and France, called for united action against Iran. Mr. Obama said Iran is on notice that it must choose whether it will continue down a path that's going to lead to confrontation. The UN Security Council has denounced what it calls acts of intimidation against the Brazilian embassy in Honduras. Honduran soldiers and police continue to barricade the embassy where ousted President Manuel Zelaya has taken refuge. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Tegucigalpa.
From inside the Brazilian embassy, Manuel Zelaya told local TV and radio stations that Honduran security forces hurled chemicals into the compound that are making people sick. The national police deny this and say the chemicals could be from workers cleaning the street. Hundreds of soldiers and police in riot gear barricaded the roads leading to the embassy on Friday as thousands of Zelaya's supporters heeded his call to march through the capital. Zelaya was deposed by the military in June but snuck back into the country on Monday. Costa Rican President Oscar Arias postponed a trip to Honduras to try to broker a settlement after the de facto government objected to some of the members of his negotiating team. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tegucigalpa.
Firefighters in Southern California report progress in battling a blaze in Ventura County. It's about 85% contained. Fire Department spokesman Steve Kaufman says crews are now able to take a break after fighting the fire since Tuesday.
Well, at the peak of the fire, we had about 2,600 firefighters here at this fire, and we're in the process of starting to release some of that equipment back to their home units.
More than 17,000 acres have burned. No homes have been lost. This is NPR News from Washington. Federal regulators shut down Georgian Bank yesterday. It's based in Atlanta. Its five branches will reopen today as offices of First Citizens Bank, based in Columbia, South Carolina. Georgian Bank is the 95th U.S. bank to fail this year and the 19th in Georgia, which has the most of any state. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor will throw out the first pitch this afternoon at the Yankees game against the Boston Red Sox. She's a Bronx native and a longtime Yankees fan. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Sotomayor has reportedly been practicing for weeks in anticipation of this event. While she's not the first Supreme Court justice to toss a ceremonial first pitch, she's certainly the most famous in baseball terms. In 1995, after she issued an order that effectively ended the long baseball strike, headline writers dubbed her the judge who saved baseball. The Yankees chose Sotomayor for today's pitching honor as part of the team's observance of Hispanic Heritage Month. Sotomayor, the daughter of Puerto Rican parents, is the first Hispanic American to serve on the nation's highest court. Among the other justices who've thrown out ceremonial first pitches are Justice Samuel Alito, who did the honor for his beloved Phillies, and Justice John Paul Stevens, a Chicago native, who was 85 when he tossed the ball out for the Chicago Cubs. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
NBC said last night that Conan O'Brien hit his head during a stunt while taping The Tonight Show. It did not provide any information on O'Brien's condition or whether he's been released from the hospital. It did issue a statement from him making light of the incident. A Tonight Show rerun was aired last night. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.